December 17th, 1962 began as an ordinary winter day in Vineland, New Jersey, but it would soon become a date remembered by the entire community, especially the Jones family. The morning started routinely for the Jones household. William Ebenezer Jones Sr., Billy's father, left early for his job at the New York Shipbuilding Company in Camden, about 30 miles away. Evelyn Jones, Billy's mother, had a busy morning planned with her children. She bundled up 3-year-old Billy and his younger sister, Jill, who was about 2 years old, for a series of errands. Their first stop was the bank. Following this, Evelyn took Billy for a haircut. Upon returning home, the children were eager to play outside, despite the chilly December air. Billy, described as a lively boy with blondish brown hair and bright blue eyes, wore a light blue-gray snowsuit with a navy collar and distinctive silver buttons. His feet were clad in tan high-top sneakers with yellow laces, a detail that his mother would later recall with painful clarity. As the children prepared to go outside, Evelyn gave Billy a dime to keep in his pocket. Around 11:45 a.m., a neighbor reported seeing Billy playing alone outside their house. The neighbor, sensing that the young boy shouldn't be by himself, suggested that the child return home. This would be the last confirmed sighting of Billy. Meanwhile, Evelyn was inside the house, dividing her attention between household chores and keeping an eye on the children through the kitchen window. The family's two dogs were also outside. As the morning wore on, Evelyn momentarily stepped away from the window to tend to her youngest son in another room. It was during this brief moment that the ordinary day took a devastating turn. When she returned to the kitchen, the scene outside had changed irrevocably. At approximately 1 p.m., she heard a knock at the door. Opening it, she found Jill standing alone on the doorstep. In her small hands, Jill clutched a plastic potted poinsettia. The sight made Evelyn pause momentarily, but it was Jill's words that would haunt the family for years to come. When asked about Billy's whereabouts, Jill uttered the phrase, "The boogeyman took him." The search began around 2 p.m., approximately an hour after Billy's mother realized he was missing. The delay in notifying authorities, while understandable given the initial hope that Billy might simply have wandered off, would later be scrutinized as potentially crucial lost time. Nevertheless, once alerted, the Vineland Police Department sprang into action, quickly mobilizing all available resources. Within hours, the search effort had grown exponentially. More than 500 people, some traveling from as far as Philadelphia, converged on Vineland to aid in the search. Vineland High School, in a surprising move, allowed any student who wanted to participate in the search to take the day off from school, further swelling the ranks of volunteers. The search operation covered land, water, and air. The New Jersey National Guard was called in, bringing with them additional manpower and resources that significantly expanded the search capabilities. The search extended to every conceivable location within and around Vineland. Wooded areas and swamplands were combed through, with searchers leaving no stone unturned. The Palace of Depression, an abandoned automobile dump that had once been a local tourist attraction, received particular attention. This landmark, not far from the Jones family home, was thoroughly searched. Investigators even went so far as to dig up the grounds of the palace to no avail. Mayor Henry Garton took to the radio, issuing an appeal for information and galvanizing the community's efforts. Despite the extensive efforts, no trace of Billy was found. One of the earliest clues in the case was the plastic poinsettia that Billy's sister was holding when she returned home alone. Initially, this seemed to be a significant lead, with reports suggesting that someone had been selling these flowers in the neighborhood shortly before the disappearance. This led to speculation about a possible connection between a flower vendor and Billy's vanishing. However, this lead ultimately proved to be a dead end. Investigators later discovered that the plastic flower had simply been retrieved from a neighbor's trash and had been passed around by several local children. The family's basset hound, named Baby Cakes, provided another puzzling clue. The dog was initially missing along with Billy, but was later found a short distance from the home, inexplicably soaking wet. This detail sparked numerous theories and speculations. Some wondered if Billy had accidentally fallen into a nearby body of water, possibly Little Robin Branch, and the dog had tried to save him. Others theorized that the boy might have gone into the water after the dog. The family noted that Billy would have done anything for Baby Cakes, lending credence to these particular theories. Investigators searched nearby bodies of water, but no evidence of Billy was found. Another significant theory revolved around the trash collection that occurred in the area.